Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
I'd like to introduce myself. I'm the other woman. The other woman in your husband's life. The whole town's buzzing about us and our stolen moments. They're calling you the true and faithful wife. But you gave him the right to seek that other woman, and you know who was first to cheat on who. I just accepted love from him you never wanted. The other woman didn't steal from you. To judge who's wrong or right, their whispers might be different if they knew what I know. The husband still beats you home every night, but you gave him the right to seek that
Welcome to the second hour of our Hits Radio program, and as I mentioned, we are celebrating the 90th birthday of the great Loretta Lynn, playing a lot of Loretta's music throughout the evening, going through about six songs an hour, and then we'll also be revisiting an interview that we did with Loretta a few years ago. Loretta Lynn, of course, iconic figure in the country music business and had so many great records throughout her year. We concentrated in throughout about the 1960s in the first hour of the Hits Radio program. We're going to do Loretta's first duet record that she recorded back in 1965. Ernest Tubb was set to record a duet record with about anybody he wanted to record with at that particular time. He was a bigger star than Loretta was. He actually picked Loretta because he said he felt that she sang with a great sincerity in her voice. So he actually picked her to be his duet partner. Even though he had recorded with some other people in the past, he had his biggest duet success with Loretta. Back in 1965, they went into the studio, and Loretta was actually pregnant at the time, and she wore a big sweater. She told me the story one time that she wore this big sweater because she was afraid if E.T., who was one of her heroes, knew that she actually was pregnant, that he would cancel the recording session. And of course, E.T. knew the entire time that she was soon to be delivering babies, but it didn't matter to him because he loved her, and that love would continue throughout their entire career. One of the biggest hits they had as a duet was also the very first recorded that they ever made together, one called Mr. and Mrs. Used to Be from 1965.
Separate ways, Mr. and Mrs. used to be. For oh so long I've loved you, I know that you loved me. moved on and we grew far apart. It's not the way I want it, but the judge has set you free. Although you're still the first one in my heart, I just don't understand it, how people such as we could know the love that we have known, but somehow disagree. I hope that you'll be happy.
The same to you from me.
Now we go our separate ways, Mr. and Mrs. used to be.
How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling great tonight.
That's good. Hey, can you play Rex the Vine Teddy Bear?
I'll do it for you.
And Old Violin.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk, 'cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in the blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right, but I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me, but you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's gonna back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend? Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little cripple boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home. And each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, so long, trucker, I'll catch you again. Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
Well, I can't recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I could lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, simply be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this view just go away. I guess it's 'cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. 'Cause you can't change the truth in the slightest way. I said, John, where do you go from here? And then like a damn fool, I turned around, I looked in the mirror, and there I saw an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again.
nickels worth of difference. When I looked in the mirror, that's when I knew. That pair I was seeing, an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. And just like that, it hit me. That old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life. When I woke up this morning, everything seemed wrong. I'd realized my greatest fear, the one I loved was gone. She left me in a world of emptiness, wondering what happened to my happiness. The reason for it all was in a letter that I found. All she said and all I read was, Joe is back in town. Joe is back in town. That's what she said. Today she let me down. Wish I was dead. I was standing in for him, I know, but still I hung around, hoping she might love me, knowing she would leave me any time that Joey's back in town. Joey's back in town, that's what she said. Today she let me down, wish I was dead. I was standing in for him, I know, but still I hung around, hoping she might love me, knowing she would leave me any time that Joey's back in town.
Anytime old Joey's back in town. There's Grand Ole Opry star Billy Walker for you tonight on the Hits Radio program tonight. Good to hear from Fred Guthrie tonight. Fred is listening to us in Midland, Texas on KNELradio.com, and we appreciate that so very much. He asked me to play something by Hank Snow.
Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined. You tell my money is gone, but the gold rush is over and the bottle rush is on. Now when I had the money, honey, things were just fine. You spent my money like I was mine, but now you mistreat me cause my money is gone. So gold digging, mama, you can start moving on. Shoveled out the sweet talk when the pay dirt was paid. Now all you shovel out is just a dirty dig. Well, stop digging, honey, cause you're wasting your time. This old gritty train is at the end of the line. Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you till my money is gone, but the gold rush is over and the bond rush is gone. Prospecting all around on the side, but this old mule now has had his last ride. So stop walking, woman, cause your grubstake is gone. The gold rush is over and the bond rush is on. Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you till my money is gone, but the gold rush is over and the bond rush is on.
Oh, Jake Hooker celebrated a birthday this past week. We'll say happy belated birthday to Jake. Pick up this song you recorded a few years ago. Here's one called Faded Lights and Lonesome People.
There's a place I always go where every night's the same. When I walk in, the lights are dim, so I don't feel ashamed. Just like me, among those faded lights and lonesome people, their love affairs have ended much too soon. Among those faded lights and lonesome, can't bear no more. And as the music fills the room, you sit and wonder why some people's hearts are broken and some people taught to cry. Among those
something of what's his name, Johnny Rodriguez.
Johnny Rodriguez, okay.
And I want to wish Loretta a happy birthday.
All right, we appreciate that very much. I know she does too.
No, okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for listening.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
mistakes, dear, by telling you things that weren't true. Don't worry about being too near when I have this last dance with you.
Johnny Rodriguez for you, and Dance With Me Just One More Time. We're celebrating the 90th birthday tonight of Loretta Lynn. And back in 1965, Loretta recorded a song that would become a signature, one of her signature songs. Although she was recording for Decca Records, she went into the Columbia recording studio on November the 15th, 1965, and released the song that was actually based on a real-life woman that Loretta had met backstage before a concert. Loretta recounted in that the woman confided in her about another woman that was attempting to steal her husband from her. In response to her words, Loretta replied, "Honey, she ain't woman enough to take your man." Following the conversation, Loretta went back to her dressing room and wrote this song.
This is Loretta Lynn, and you're listening to My Kind of Country right here on KNEL, and you're listening to Tracy Pitcox in the heart of Texas.
You left me for the bright lights of the town. A country boy set out to see the world. Remember when those city lights shine down.
celebrating the 90th birthday of Loretta Lynn, and there's one called Blue Kentucky Girl. Good to hear from Vincent, who is listening to us in Springdale, Ohio tonight on knelradio.com. Appreciate that very much. Wanted to hear a song that we played a month or so ago from the great George Jones and Ricky Skaggs, and I love this version. Little tune called She Once Lived Here.
The mayor gave me the key to the city. The welcome wagon's already appeared. But again,
to get high to get a happy. Now just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door and does what he says he'll do, they'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
A little Mighty Merle Haggard for you tonight on the Hits Radio program. Here's one going out to Zane tonight.
I never thought my own wife would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I could see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sat this fool, me. One foot on the stool, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no ma'am, I ain't seen your man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for.
Just go to your dream,
make room for more. One foot on the stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life. Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets this fool me. One foot on the stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life. Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool on the stool, and on the stool sat this fool me. One fool on the stool, and on the stool sat this fool me.
Ray C, let's see if we can do a couple of requests, if we could. Merle Haggard's Jesus Take a Hold.
Okay.
And the second one is Justin's If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again.
I'll do them for you tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Like the ancient Roman Empire, this world is doomed to fall. It's much too big a thing for mortal man. Just take a look around and see the writing on the wall. Somehow you've got to find the helping hand. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. People scorn the things our leaders do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. The mighty roar of gunfire is now a local sound. Our city streets are filled with angry men. Laws now mockery throughout our troubled land. And destruction seems to be the current trend. This world has never been in what to do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. I dream when memory recalls them now and then, and with what rapture sweet my weary heart would be if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear her tender voices then. If I could hear my mother pray again. She used to pray that I on Jesus would rely and always walk the shining gospel way. So trusting still his love, I seek that home above.
Justin Trevino, a little help from Amber Digby on the background vocals of one called If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again. Ironically, Justin told me he learned that song from, of course, listening to a Loretta Lynn album from many years ago. We're honoring Loretta tonight on her 90th birthday, and up next is a song that became another one of her signature classics from back in 1967. It was actually written by Loretta and her sister, Peggy Sue Wright. This song would become Loretta Lynn's first number one country hit. It is also, of course, one of her best songs, and ironically, it was only the seventh solo female vocalist record to hit the number one position up to that time. The others being recorded by Goldie Hill, Connie Smith, two by Kitty Wells, and also by Patsy Cline. This particular song would become not only a number one record, taking over Jack Green's number one hit, knocking off the song There Goes My Everything. It was also the first of 16 number one hits for Loretta Lynn. A little song called Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind.
Come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind.
How are you tonight?
Oh, all right.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Thank you. I'm so glad. I just want to hear a couple of songs, please.
Sure.
Anything by Mrs. Purdy, Norma Jean, and the Outlaw's Prayer for me, please.
Well, we'll do them for you tonight.
I sure appreciate it, and you have a blessed evening. Well, thank you.
I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, you bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door, started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." Ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. is those fine cars parked outside? Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing, shove it!" You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Stick around for the next hour of the Hits Radio Show with more of your requests and dedications, plus our 90th birthday tribute to Loretta continues on the Hits Radio Show.
Listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.